Hi, Vineyard family. In this Christmas greeting, I hope to encourage you, but be warned, it's a bit of a strange Christmas greeting. It's a greeting over the path of the Easter story, Good Friday and Easter. You see, I'm wearing black this morning. Normally, with Christmas, I would wear my dark red Christmas shirt. But today I wear black because this morning we buried one of our church members that succumbed to COVID. Over the last month, during her illness, we prayed many times for her as a church, and we prayed for a miracle of healing. And this morning at the graveside, I was wondering, and perhaps we were wondering, Lord, where were you? And we read the story of Jesus, who also stood at the graveside of one of his best friends, and who also heard two other friends, Mary and Martha, say to him, Lord, where were you? Because if you would have been here, this wouldn't have happened. Last night, I had the privilege of discussing a book with some friends from the churches that we pastor. It's a book by Tom Wright, called God and the Pandemic. I warmly recommend it to you. In his book, Tom Wright also quotes this story, Jesus standing at the graveside of Lazarus. And he draws our attention to the fact that Jesus' reply to this question of Mary and Martha, Lord, where were you? Is exemplary of how the Lord takes us to not look at the past, but look at the present and the future with him. Because Jesus says, I am, in his response to Mary and Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believes in me will live, even though he has died. And those who live and believe in me will live forever and not die. Do you believe that? Jesus asks us. And that is the Christmas thought in a nutshell, the Christmas spirit in a nutshell. The I am came to be with you and came to be with me in the messiness and in the chaoticness of our lives, in the stable of my life. And he asked me, do you believe this, that I am life? Are you willing to receive me in your arms? In your life. And I love this thought that he came, he was not this baby in the arms of a royal person far away on a balcony of a high palace that is unreachable to me. No, he came in the stable of our lives, in the chaos of COVID, in the chaos of suffering, in the chaos of limiting measures that make our life unpredictable. He was right there in the middle. This morning we read a poem at the gravesite, and I would like to read it to you. I found it in this same book by Tom Wright. It's written by someone named Michael Guite. I'm not sure if I pronounce his name right. G-U-I-T-E. And the poem is called Easter 2020. This was the poem. And where is Jesus this strange Easter day? Not lost in our locked churches, any more than he was sealed in the dark sepulcher. The locks are loosed, the stone is rolled away, and he is up and risen, long before, alive at large, and making his strong way into the world he gave his life to save. No need to seek him in this empty grave. He might have been a waver in the hands of priests this day, or music from the lips of red-robed choristers. Instead, he slips away from church, shakes off our linen bands, to don his apron with a nurse. He grips and lifts a stretcher, soothes with gentle hands the frail flesh of the dying, gives them hope, breathes with the breathless, lends them strength to cope. On Thursday, we applauded him, for he came and served us in 1,000 names and faces, mopping our sick room floors and catching traces of that corona that was death to him. Good Friday happened in 1,000 places where Jesus helped the helpless and died with them, that they might share his Easter in their need. Now they are risen with him, risen indeed. One more thought. As we went through the Advent, and I don't know if you do that, but beginning to read the Christmas story, I see all these names and faces and stories of ordinary people like you and me. Zacharias and Elizabeth, Joseph and his soon-to-be bride Mary, an ordinary carpenter. These ordinary guys, shepherds from the fields of Bethlehem. Even ordinary scientists far away from home. But there's one person that struck me more than other years that I read the story. The innkeeper that turned away Joseph and Mary because there was no place in the inn anymore. Now, in all the accounts of the Christmas story that I heard as a child, this person was portrayed as an angry person, showing them the door and saying, go away, there's no place here. I don't have time for this. But what if he wasn't? What if he wanted to help but just couldn't do it anymore because every room was filled in his hotel, in his inn? And what if he then later found out that those two, this young couple and the baby they carried, that was the Messiah, that he turned away the Messiah, and that the Messiah ended up being born in a manger, in a crib, in between the dung of animals? If you would have known that, even in retrospect, wouldn't you have thought, oh, I should have given him my bed? I would have gladly given him my bed and I would have slept in the stable. I want to encourage you to look at life in this way, realizing Jesus, the I Am, is with you here and now, and he's life. He is life, eternal. And if you believe that, you have life, eternal, whatever the circumstances. But also to look around you to see who are Mary and Joseph knocking on your door. And maybe to go an extra mile or two and give him your bed. Because in doing so, and serving your colleague, your classmate, your neighbor, the stranger, the refugee that comes into your field of vision, you may just be serving him. Like Jesus said, if you do this to the least of my brothers, you do it to me. So have a blessed Christmas and a blessed 2022. And be the hands and the feet and the mouth and the eyes of God, and serve his Son as he came into the world in all these people in need. God bless you.